Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Hoosier Huddle podcast. I'm your host, Sammy Jacobs. Along with me is co-host TJ Inman. And we have a guest, Ross Shercliffe from TowelRack.com. We're here to talk IU Western Kentucky. This would be coming up on week two of Indiana's original football schedule that got wiped out in July, and the entire schedule got wiped out in August. So we are missing football. We'll get into the history of the series, the best games of the series, best performances, and we'll talk a lot about why the series should continue and the impact that canceling this game has on schools like Western Kentucky. But first, a word from our friends over at Bet Online. The wait is finally over. Football is back. This is super ironic. But you might not be at a game this year, but you could still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you could get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. You could get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. That's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, welcome in, TJ. How are you guys? How are you doing?
Doing fine. Yet it was a good Saturday to at least be able to turn on and watch something resembling the college football product that we look forward to all year. I watched a few games. Thought Army was incredibly impressive, while Middle Tennessee State looked like they didn't want to be there. I think we'll see kind of more scores like that, where it's a matter of one team's really well prepared and the other one just, for lack of a better term, doesn't really show up. I thought Memphis and Arkansas State game was relatively entertaining, but certainly not what we've come to expect from typical week ones. Not a whole lot going on. This week, a bit more action, but still not your normal Saturday. But I enjoyed watching it, even though IU's not involved.
And Ross, your team is playing this year. How are you guys doing? We're very jealous. Well,
we're excited. I mean, I think all things considered, losing the Indiana game kind of stunk because, I mean, it's eminently drivable, fun little road trip. We'll get into it. I went up there in 2015 and had a good time. But I think Western Kentucky has made a best out of a bad situation by, I mean, they're playing, I think, 11 of the original 12 games. And they replaced IU with BYU as a road trip. So I think they're salvaging the best out of a bad situation. And, after last night, that BYU team looked really good. So it looks like that's going to be a big challenge. So
it sure did. And then Navy hadn't practiced live tackling either. So that's going to be something to watch as these Power 5 teams start playing. Along with some of the Group of Five teams, is how much practice did they get? Did they go live and things like that? So let's get into this Indiana Western Kentucky series. Indiana leads it 3-0. I was talking to Ross earlier before the podcast. It seems like Indiana's played Western Kentucky a few more times than this, the first game was in 2008. Indiana won 31-13 behind a big game from Kellen Lewis on the ground and through the air. Indiana came and played in Bowling Green in 2010 behind a big game from Ben Chappell, won 38-21. And then in 2015, Western Kentucky came up to Bloomington. They had a very, very good team with Brandon Dowdy and some of those guys. It was a barn burner. Indiana was down at half. Indiana pulled it off 38-35 in a wild 2015 year, which, you know, TJ, you remember back that it was a one-score game against Southern Illinois. It was a one-score game against Wake Forest and a three-point win over Western Kentucky in a season where IU went 6-6. You kind of don't remember that Kevin Wilson's job was really on the line in week one when they were losing to Southern Illinois. But, Ross, what is your takeaway from this series? What does it mean not only for Western Kentucky, but living in that, you know, the Bowling Green, Louisville area and coming up to Bloomington? It's kind of a local game for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm actually from Louisville. I live in Louisville. But it's only – I was looking at the distance. It's only about 187 miles, so about a three-hour drive, you know, between Bowling Green and Bloomington. So I think it really fits with Western Kentucky's strategy to schedule, like, regional Power 5 teams that, you know, are pretty winnable games. I mean, Indiana's been great with the fact that, you know, they've actually traveled to Bowling Green before, and I think Vanderbilt's the only P5 team besides that has done that. And I think they're supposed to come again next year in 2021. So I think, you know, the way we look at it, you know, I know Indiana's really come on strong lately, but, you know, the way we look at it is, you know, it's a winnable Power 5 game where kind of like Arkansas last year where they beat Arkansas. You know, they don't want to just be body bag games. They want games where they can make statements. And, you know, it's a good game for fans to travel to. Bloomington's a great college town. And I think, you know, people look forward to that game on the schedule for that reason.
Awesome. And TJ, on the IU side, why is this a series that IU, you know, should try and keep on, you know, on a regular basis?
Well, I think that it makes a lot of sense from the regional standpoint. I actually prefer playing Western Kentucky than I do playing. I want to keep Ball State, but I would much rather play Western Kentucky than I would, say, UConn, for instance. Really, I'd rather play Western Kentucky than I would Cincinnati, which is a game Indiana has coming up. I think that, for me, the ideal non-conference would look something like Western Kentucky, Ball State, and then a Florida school, a Florida International or Florida Atlantic, something like that, because Indiana has so many Florida kids and it's such a recruiting pipeline for the Hoosiers right now with Tom Allen and his staff. So I think it makes a ton of sense. It's as our guest mentioned, it makes a lot of sense from a travel standpoint, and attendance is something that IU needs to be concerned with. So if we can get a non-conference game, which is going to bring a decent number of road fans that are going to come and enjoy the day in Bloomington, that's a major bonus.
Yeah, and I agree with you, TJ. I see both sides. It's a chance for Western Kentucky to come up and beat a Power 5 school. For Indiana, it's a school that – it's a game that you probably should win on paper. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, Western Kentucky will put together a really, really good team, but then usually your coach gets poached and you have to rebuild every couple of years, and it's a tough position to put yourself in. But it's, like you said, it's a three-hour drive. It's in that six-hour radius that IU is recruiting as well outside of Bloomington. And it's just – with the Big Ten playing 9 conference games and who knows if they're going to move to 10 conference games and things like that, the scheduling flexibility is so non-existent. Whereas if you're playing 8 conference games, you could regularly schedule a Western Kentucky and, you know, and be okay playing Cincinnati or, you know, scheduling another Power 5 school by the rules of the Big Ten. But let's take a dive deep into, and I hate that rule. That's why I hate the 9 conference games. It's because you kind of hamstring yourself and you don't get some of these local matchups that really are fun.
Well, I think if you want to kind of compare, you know, Indiana where they're at as a program, I just compare to another Power 5 school in this state would be like Kentucky. Kentucky, historic basketball school, kind of a, you know, doormat in their conference. But they schedule consistently those three non-conference should win type games every year. And then you have your rival as your fourth in Louisville. So yeah, I think, you know, you're missing that one game where, you know, you go 3-3 or 4-0 or 3-1, 4-0 in that, you only have to win a couple conference games to really get your program on solid footing. And then, you know, you take a next step, you know, like you guys did last year, you're going 8-4 and trying to be 9-Windiana or whatever. So
yeah, so close, 5 minutes away from 9-Windiana. But you're exactly right. It's something that I think, I don't know if it's coming from upper management, but the fan base has been hesitant against the two. And you've seen some really good IU football teams get hamstrung by scheduling Navy and Missouri, and then playing a 9-game schedule. And it really sets your program back, because if you go to bowl games consistently, nobody cares that you went 6-6 in 1997. But you know, and you look back and it just really hamstrings. But let's dive into the series. Ross, what was your favorite game of the series? You mentioned 2015 coming up to Bloomington. What was your favorite performance and favorite game of the series?
I mean, they're all kind of frustrating in one part or another. I would say, 2008 and 2010, what you got to realize, Western added IU to their schedule or vice versa right when they were making the transition from FCS to Division 1A. So, you know, Indiana was good enough for us to, schedule up in the reasons you guys said. But get the three games, they were all, you know, all respectable. And then, I mean, the 2015 game was just so close. I mean, Western, you know, led early. And then, I mean, it was just a big swing. I think it was, what, 28-17 at the half. And then IU stormed back in the third quarter. They just couldn't stop Jordan, that team. You know, Tyler Higbee. Taewon Taylor, Brandon Dowdy, stuff like that. And, you know, IU's had, you know, tons of really good players too on that team between Howard and Sudfeld. So I didn't, you know, it's one of those games at the time you didn't really realize how talented both teams were. But now looking back 5 years later, I mean, that was a pretty fun little non-conference matchup. So
yeah, that 2015 Western Kentucky team, I think I bet the over every single week and won every single time. Because Vegas didn't figure it out that Western Kentucky team had a really, really good offense. TJ, on your side, what was your favorite? Go ahead, Russ. TJ, on the IU side,
shocked when IU got rid of Wilson.
Yeah. Zoom. We were all shocked after that 2016 season. TJ, what's your favorite memory from the series?
The 2015 game was a lot of fun, as long as you don't care much about defense. Ross is right. The 2015 offense for Indiana had some really good players on it. Jordan Howard and Nate Sudfeld, terrific tandem. Sudfeld, certainly one of the more prolific quarterbacks Indiana's ever had. And I think against Western in that game, he, was something like 20 for 27 for over 350 with three touchdowns. But the defense on that team left a whole lot to be desired, and it almost kept Indiana out of a bowl game. That offense was good enough for IU to win 9 or 10 games. The defense was bad enough for IU to only win like one or two. It was a really bad defense, and Western Kentucky carved it up. I remember distinctly at halftime, Indiana being down, thinking we're down 11. That's two possession ops. To get IU for the Hoosiers. They were able to have a really good third quarter. That was a really fun game. I remember quite a bit about it, really. You mentioned Kevin Wilson. That was kind of peak Kevin Wilson season. Explosive individual performances, explosive offense, absolutely horrific defense, particularly
on third downs, just unable to get opponents off the field and get that one big stop that would put you over to the top. And that Western Kentucky game almost exemplified it perfectly, except they came up with the win. But that's my favorite memory of that, of the series between the two schools. And I remember thinking, you know, this Jeff Brohm guy, he's going to be something pretty good. It definitely seemed during that season he was not going to be long for that job. And, of course, ends up arch rival at Purdue. So that was kind of Indiana fans' first look at Jeff Brohm. And I think that's the main thing I take away from it is remembering that offense and Brandon Dowdy throwing for almost 500 yards against IU's defense.
I think that was my point that got cut off, is I was shocked that IU didn't make a really good run at Brohm. They kind of overlooked him when that happened, because I thought, you know, he's a Louisville guy and Bloomington's a lot closer to Louisville than West Lafayette is. That was my point that kind of got broken up last time.
Yeah, they had Tom Allen as defensive coordinator, and there was no coaching search for that, so they knew Tom Allen was going to be the guy after Wilson. But, yeah, Jeff Brohm, if he had a coaching search, should have been at or near the top of your list there. Going back to that 2015 game, that IU had two big defensive stops, and it was by then-freshman Jonathan Crawford, who came up with two huge interceptions, I believe, on back-to-back drives, and that happened. So, Ross, before we let you go, any final thoughts on this series? And you give us just a small preview of what Western Kentucky might do this year.
So, I know just some news for your listeners that Western Kentucky Athletic Director Todd Stewart spoke to Scott Dolson after all the the Big Ten canceled their season, and he stated that, you know, they're going to do their best to reschedule this game where Western goes back to Bloomington probably. So it would probably be, you know, like 2021, you guys are going to come down to Bowling Green. And then, after that, I think there's going to be another game or two up there. So I'm happy the series is going to go on. I think, you know, looking ahead to next year, depending, you know, that weird rule where, there's not going to be, you know, any loss of eligibility you're playing this year. It's really hard to see what WKU has coming back, but I think, you know, they should keep their coach and they should have, you know, a good starting quarterback or two. So, I think it would be a competitive game. You might have lucked out not catching us this year, because I think Western Kentucky is going to compete for the Conference USA title. They return All-American candidate D'Angelo Malone, who had 11.5 sacks last year on defense. And they have, I think, enough starters returning, enough talent back that they could really have given IU a scare, and they might do it to Louisville on Saturday. So we'll see.
We'll be watching Western Kentucky closely. Thanks, Ross, for jumping on with us, and enjoy playing this season.
Appreciate it. Hope we can get a basketball series one of these years too. So,
yeah, definitely. All right. Thanks for joining us, Ross. All right, and we have a couple more words from our friends over at Bet Online before we get into some of our big performances in this series. That wait is finally over, at least for Ross. Football is finally back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you could get on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. You could get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on win, division, and championship futures now. Head on over to betonline.ag today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your sportsbook experts. So, TJ, in the three-game series, which performance stands out to you the most?
Yeah, for me, I'm going to go Jordan Howard from IU in the 2015 game, more than 200 yards. Really, for me, it's the game that I look back on and kind of realize IU had a monster there running back. We didn't quite know what we had as a transfer from UAB, but – it was very clear from the get-go that Jordan Howard was going to be a real difference maker for IU in the backfield. I have to give Western Kentucky props as well. Brandon Doughty with, I believe it was 466 yards through the air against the Hoosiers, while granted a porous defense, but still, that's impressive against anybody. And Tywan Taylor just carved Indiana's secondary up. They could not stop him. Almost 200 yards of receiving on about, I think it was 9 catches, and really stood out as a guy that was going to play on Sundays. So those two guys came to Bloomington and really showed out, almost took down the Hoosiers by themselves. If they would have had just a few fewer mistakes in that second half, they would have gone out of there with the win. And at that point, you know, I'm not sure what Indiana's future would have been. You know, would they have made the move? Because at that point, they're finishing 5-7, most likely, if you just play out the rest of the season as it happened. IU's finishing 5-7, not making a bowl game. Keep his job at that, you know, who's the coach and what happens from there. That's kind of that and the Southern Illinois game are two kind of what ifs if Indiana did not get the win there. So those are the top performances that I look back on.
Yeah, and you could go back to that Maryland game as well that year where IU came back from a 21-3 deficit in the first quarter. And there's a lot of what ifs in 2015. But for me, my performance, we're going all the way back to 2008, in a year which ended up being a lost year for Indiana football. But the performance by Kellen Lewis, he accounted for 4 touchdowns. He ran for 185 yards. He threw for another 144. He had 2 touchdowns on the ground, 2 touchdowns through the air, in a game that IU won 31-13. I believe they finished 3-9 that year, coming off that bowl appearance in 2007. And you look at Kellen Lewis's numbers and you go, if he had stayed healthy that year, you know, what could have happened? Could they have made a back-to-back bowl? Could they have won 5 games? Maybe they beat Purdue that year again. But he couldn't stay healthy, and ultimately got dismissed from the team as well. And then to go back to 2015, Mitchell Page had a huge punt return in that game as well. And that came with – that was Indiana's first score, and it was their only touchdown offensively in the first quarter. It kind of kept them afloat as Western Kentucky controlled the first and second quarter up until like the last 3 minutes of the quarter, which got wild. There were 2 touchdowns and a field goal in the last 4 minutes, 2 seconds. But yeah, that was a what if game, and things like that. Final thoughts, TJ, on the Western Kentucky series.
I think we, you know, illuminated our points, kind of why we like this, why we like this type of scheduling philosophy from IU. I think in general, they have done a much better job recently of filling the schedule with games like this. And I'm a fan of it. I will say, you know, for Ross's sake, I would prefer that IU gets those, you know, all at home. I know that that's a key point for Western is maybe a 3-for-1 type deal where they're coming to Bloomington 3 times in exchange for IU going once. And I know that Indiana doesn't get to make all the rules, but ideally IU's not going to have to leave Bloomington very often in the non-conference. But I like the series. I think it makes a lot of sense. And in years where Western is good, like 2015, when they end up winning 12 games, their only losses were to IU and LSU, who was number 5 in the country at the time they played them. it's an incredibly challenging game. I think, you know, before the shutdown, you had mentioned a couple different times doing a challenge for Indiana. And I think that was probably going to be the case. I do think Indiana would have been victorious because I think it's something that, you know, Ross mentioned maybe Indiana getting a little lucky not to draw Western this year. Then I think you have to ignore the fact that it's a talented team and, you know, decades. It would be a very different program than the one Western saw in 2015 in terms of talent level and balance on both sides of the ball. So I was obviously going to be interested to see how that played out. We'll have to wait until perhaps next year when the two teams can lock it up. And I'll be watching Saturday as they play Louisville. I think the early line on that game was Cardinals by, I think, 13.5 was the release that I saw. We'll see what type of movement we get on.
Yeah, and so you're breaking up, TJ.
That will be an immovable, a team that a lot of people have as kind of a sleeper in the ACC.
Right.
You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Western Kentucky's 13-point underdog at Louisville, who's going to be a sleeper in the ACC. The upcoming schedule for IU Western Kentucky. IU will get Western Kentucky at home in or at away on September 25th, 2021, and then they get a return home game from Western Kentucky in 2022. That is set for September 17th. But it is a fun series and things like that, and it had some big performances. But, yeah, if you're looking for a team to root for that's local, that's not University of Kentucky, that's not Louisville, Western Kentucky could be a fun team to watch this year. So, TJ, thanks for joining us today. That'll do it for the podcast. Next week, I believe we have our Ball State series history, which will be an interesting one because that's been a little bit more back and forth than Western Kentucky. So thanks for joining us, TJ. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday, and we'll talk next week.
All righty. Thanks, everybody. Have a good week.
All right. That does it for the Hoosier Huddle podcast tonight. We have a final word from our friends over at Manscaped. 2020 has been the year of things happening that are completely out of your control. But here is one thing you can control, and that's your shaving needs. Our sponsors at Manscaped are here to remind you to do so. So, in fact, listeners of this show will get 20% off and free shipping with the code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com, and you use the code armchair. It's time to grab 2020 by the horns and start shaving that front. All right. Thank you for joining us today for our podcast. Keep coming back to HoosierHuddle.com. We'll have a remembering series again. This time, Western Kentucky. I believe we're doing the 2015 game. We'll talk about the big performances as well. And some of our other things, as well as Amanda's recruiting roundup that comes out Sundays after all of the IU recruits play, those of them who have a high school season. You can follow us on Twitter at Hoosier_Huddle as well. Thank you. Have a great Tuesday evening, and we'll see you next week to talk IU Ball State.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Searching for NBA playoff coverage? We've got you. The Old Man and the Three, presented by BMW, gives you an inside look into the world of sports. Hosted by former NBA sharpshooter and Duke legend J.J. Redick and sports writer Tommy Alter, The Old Man and the Three offers unprecedented access to the league. Tommy and J.J. discuss the NBA and interview some of the biggest names in the league, like Devin Booker and Luka Doncic. NBA final season is the perfect time to dive in, and you can listen to The Old Man and the Three wherever you get your podcasts. To hear episodes brought to you by BMW. Push the limits this NBA season with the brand that set the ultimate standard. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.